Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bamitzia Daf Pei Hey. We left off on Daf Pei Dalid Amud Beis. We're up to Batora Maihi, which is right in the middle of a story. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha LaShalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives who should return home safely. So first we're going to finish the story about the comparison between Rabbi Elazar and Rebbe, because Rebbe wanted to marry Rabbi Elazar's almana, and she said to him, "You're not nearly as great. I can't. I was married to a great man. I can't be married to you." And he says, "I understand your husband was greater in Torah than me, but he's not greater in Maisim." She said, "I don't know anything about Torah, but I could tell you he was far greater in Maisim than you." So the Gemara is going to discuss what did Rebbe mean when he said that Rebbe Elazar was greater than him in Torah. What exactly is the evidence that Rebbe Elazar was greater than Rebbe in Torah learning? Then the Gemara is going to identify three paradigms of humility, and then the Gemara is going to talk a lot about the value of Yisurin and what Yisurin can accomplish, and specifically in the context of Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe, who both suffered a significant amount of Yisurin. The Gemara, and we're going to distinguish between the types of Yisurin that they had. The Gemara is going to then tell us Rebbe's activities in Kiruv, that he would find children of great people and he would be machzir them to do tshuva, and that's going to lead us into a discussion about how in Torah families, a lot of times while the Torah may take a vacation from a family, or family may take a vacation from Torah, it will come back, and that if you have several generations of great Talmidei Chachamim, that's often a sign that the Torah is always going to come back to that family. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk a lot about Rabbi Chiya, his Harbatzas HaTorah, and his other actions, a lot about the greatness of Rabbi Chiya. So let's begin. We are up to Batorah Maihi, right in the middle of this story about Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi, where Rabbi wanted to marry Rabbi Elazar's wife after Rabbi Elazar's death, and Rabbi said that she refused because he was not as great as her original husband, as Rabbi Elazar was. So what are we, 6, 7, 8, about 12 lines from the end of the page, right in the middle of the line. Batorah Maihi, where do we ever find that Rabbi Elazar was greater than Rebbe in Torah learning, by Rebbe's own admission? So when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was Rebbe's father, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha would sit on the benches in the Beis Medrash, Yasvi Kamayu, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, v'Rebbe A'ara, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe sat on the ground. So Makshu Mefarku, they would ask all sorts of questions and give all sorts of terutzim. Amri and the other Chacham who were sitting in the Beis Medrash on the benches said, Mimein Anushosim, we are drinking from the waters of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe, who are sitting on the ground, and we're sitting on higher chairs, on benches. Veim Yoshal Gabekarka, and these, the people that we're learning from, they're stuck sitting on the ground. Savdle Savsali Askinu. So they made benches for them, and they elevated them onto these benches. Amlin Mshungum Liel. So Mshungum Liel, Rebbe's father said, "Pray da achas yeshli beinechem. I have one precious little bird," meaning I have one son, my son Rebbe, who's among you. Vatem vakshim la abdei meni, and you're trying to destroy him, meaning you're going to give him an ayin hara. You're putting him among the chashuvim, and you're going to ruin him in that way. I don't want him sitting on a bench. He has too much potential to be ruined by this. There's such a similar story with Rav Moshe Feinstein. I think in the biography that they published in the beginning of the 8th volume of Vigros Moshe, it says that when Rav Moshe was something like 13 years old or something, he walked into a room while his father of David was sitting meeting with the Rabbanim in the community, and all the Rabbanim stood up for him because he was already such a bucky, and Rav David got angry at them. He said, "You're going to ruin my child. You're going to turn him into a balgaiva." So probably he got it from this Gemara, right? That I don't want you to elevate him at such a young age. You're going to ruin him. So achtu the Rebbe. So they brought, they demoted Rebbe from the bench. So amar Rebbe Yeshua ben Karcha, mi sheyesh lo av yichya, mi sheyin lo av yamos. Well, because Rebbe has a father who's still alive, who's looking after his spiritual well-being, so he gets to live and he gets to grow by being demoted and not becoming a balgaiva. But the one who doesn't have a father, Rebbe Shimon, because Rebbe Shimon Yochai was already dead at that time, was no longer alive. alive. So he's not going to be, he's going to have to die spiritually. No one's going to look after his well-being. So they also demoted Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, for his own good, the same way Rabbi was demoted for his own good. So Chalosh Daite, Rabbi Elazar didn't understand what was going on, so he was very upset. What did I do wrong? I was demoted for no reason. So Amar Kachashvisu de Kavasi. So he said, well, the Gemara explains what he was upset about. He said, you think Rebbe's like me? Adu Yoma, meaning I understand you want to demote Rebbe, but I'm in a different place in my learning. I'm much stronger than him. Adu Yoma Kiyava Amar Rebbe Milsav Masayele. Up until that time, when Rebbe would say something in learning, how you might say, hey, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon would bring a raya to whatever he would say. Mikan Ve'elach, after he was demoted along with Rebbe, Kiyava Amar Rebbe, Yeshli Lahashiv, when Rebbe would say, I have a response to you, I have something to answer. So Amar Le Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon would say back, Kach v'kach yesh chalash. You don't even have to tell me what your response is. I know exactly what you want to taina. This is what you're about to taina. V'zoi tshuvascha. And this is my response to your taina. So, which must have been very demoralizing for Rabbi, that everything he thought was a chiddush that he thought of, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon had already thought of, and the response was two steps ahead of him. Hashtei kaftanu tshuvas chavilu shein ben mamish. So now it turned out that we have all these dechios of bundles that don't have substance to them. So Chalosh Daite to Rebbe. Rebbe was very upset. So Asa Amalei Lavua. Rebbe went and told Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, his father. So Amalei, his father said, Bini, Ali Arelecha, don't be upset about this. Shehu Ari Ben Ari, Va'ata Ari Ben Shuel. He's got Zuchos Avos. He's got a father who is also an Ari. His father was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Your father's a nobody, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel tells Rebbe, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel himself is Rebbe's father. So your father's a nobody. And that's along the lines of what Rebbe used to say, Shlosha and Vesanin Hain, that there are three truly humble people in the history of the world. Ve'elu Hain, and they are Abba, my father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ubnei Beseira, V'yonasan ben Shaul. Now, obviously, there were more people that were humble than that. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was son of Mikal Adam. But these are three paradigms of anivus, each in their own way. So, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had amar, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's anivus is evident in the story that we just told. That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that you're an Ari ben Shuel because I'm only a Shuel. I'm not an Ari. Bnei Beseira, Domer Mar. Where do we find the Bnei Beseira? Were tremendously humble people. Because the Gemara tells us in Pesachim Daf Samach Vav that they were the leaders of the Jewish people, and when they saw that Hillel was greater than them in Torah, they were mevater on the Nesius and Hoshivu Barosh, and they appointed Hillel as the head among them. And they appointed him as the Nasi over them, because they were able to. It's very difficult for people to do that if you're in a position of great authority to be able to say, well, yeah, but someone else is greater than me and is more deserving, and therefore they stepped aside. Yonasan ben Shaul, the Kamerle, Yonasan ben Shaul, we see that he was an Anav, the Kamerle the David, because he said to David HaMelech, Va'ata Timloch al Yisrael, Va'anochi Yeluch al Mishnah. When Shaul was king, so Yonasan and David were the best of friends, but even though by all rights they should have been enemies, because they were both in line to receive the same position of a melech, and Yonasan ben Shaul says, you'll be the melech, and I'll be the Mishnah, the melech. That's what Rosh Hashanah told us once, that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in the early years when he came to America, before everyone was settled, before Rav Soloveitchik was in YU, and Rabbi Yaakov was in Tar Vidas, Rabbi Yaakov was in Beirovan Vasnuso, said to Rav Soloveitchik, let's start a yeshiva together, you'll be the Rosh Yeshiva, I'll be the Mashgiach. That was, obviously, they both became Rosh Yeshiva, a very, very big yeshiva. But a person has anivus that he says, I'm happy to be second fiddle. So the Gemara rejects the rayos that Bnei B'Seira and Yonasan were anavim mimai. How do you know that was because of their anivus? Dilma Yonasan ben Shaul de Chazo de Gorer al Mabasa David. Maybe Yonasan ben Shaul just saw that David had a following. It wasn't because he was an anav. David had a serious following. And Bnei B'Seira Nami de Chazu Lehil Dadav Minayu. And Bnei B'Seira, I mean, it stared you in the face that Hillel was greater than them in Allah. halacha, that they didn't know the answer to a particular question in halacha, and Hillel did. So it's not great on Nivus. There's no response to. He was a great Anav, and there's no way around that. The fact that he referred to his son as an Ari ben Shuel, so that's a great sign of his Anivus. So now the Gemara tells us a little bit about the Yisurin that we already started discussing yesterday. So Rabbi Chaviv and Yisurin, Rabbi said apparently Yisurin are very valuable because look what it did to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar invited those Yisurin upon himself, and therefore decades after he died, his body didn't decompose. The fat that they took out with his liposuction surgery that we learned about yesterday, they didn't decompose. So none of that. So Kibbal Alei Tleis Hashni. So Rabbi was Mekabel Yisurin of 13 years on himself. Shis Bitzemirta, 6 years in where one goes to the bathroom. Mesheva Bitzefarna, and 7 years with an illness of the digestive tract that begins in the mouth and concludes in the intestines. Va'amrila Shiva Bitzimarta V'Shis Bitzefarna, and some say it was the reverse. It was 7 years Bitzimarta and 6 years Bitzefarna. Ahuriyare Debe Rebbe Hava Atir Mishvar Malka. The stableman of Rebbe was richer than Shavur, the king of Paras. Kadavarami Kista Lechevasa Hava Azul Kala Betlasimili. When he would give food in front of the animals, so there were so many animals that would make so much noise, you could hear the noise that the animals were making 3 meal away. He was the stableman, but he's not talking about when he would feed Rebbe's animals. When he would feed his own animals, that's how rich he was. He had so many of his own animals that they were able to make a noise of three mil. That was heard 3 mil away. 3 mil is quite a distance. And he would always try to time it at the time that Rebbe would go into the Beis HaKisei, meaning Rebbe had digestive issues, major digestive issues, and going to the bathroom issues. Sounds like some sort of awful kidney stone kind of situation where he was in extreme excruciating pain every time he went to the bathroom. So he would scream in pain when he went to the bathroom. So the stableman would always be careful to feed the animals dafka at the time that Rebbe was in the bathroom, hoping to drown out the sounds of Rebbe's cries. And still Rebbe's cries were so overwhelming and so strong that even people at a much greater distance were able to hear. The people that were on the boats by the dock were able to hear Rebbe's cries. And with all of those Yisurin, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon's Yisurin were even stronger than Rebbe's. Either Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon may Ahava Bo, because Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon's Yisurin, they accomplished more because they came about through Ahava. He asked for the Yisurim, right? That's what we said. His wife left him because she heard him inviting these Yisurim. Umeava holchu, and they went away at his invitation, where he would say, I need to learn Torah now, so I can't have these Yisurim. But the Rebbe, Ali Dei Maisa, Bavali Dei Maisa holchu, Rebbe's Yisurim came about through a Maisa that he did and left him because of a Maisa that he did. Ali Dei Maisa, Bavali Dei Maisa, wonder what's the story that brought about, what's the Maisa that Rebbe did that brought about the Yisurim? There was a certain a calf that was being brought to Shechita, and it stuck its head in Rebbe's in Rebbe's garment, and it started. The eagle started to cry that it didn't want to be shechted. It had a whole life ahead of it to live. So Rebbe said, "Zil, what do you think Hashem put you in this world for? To be able to be shechted?" So Amri in Shemayim, they said, "If he doesn't have rachmanus on the little animal, so he should suffer yisurin." Meaning that this is obviously it's not a mitzvah ben on the chavero over here. You don't have a mitzvah ben on the chavero when it comes to animals. Is a mitzvah ben on that a person has to develop the midos where you feel badly for a suffering animal. Marsha points out sof pehema l'shchita. The Gemara in Brachos says that that's the ultimate fate of every animal, the very best fate of every animal. So says Marsha, yeah, b'sof yameha. But a stam behema, especially a very young behema, is not omid l'shchita. He's omid l'charisha. You should be able to live a life, and then you should shech the older animals. I don't know if that's another argument against eating veal, that they should. should wait till the animal lives a little longer and then shech the animal. There are a lot of arguments against eating veal, but that might be one of them. So it was through a maisa that it went that the yisurin left Rebbe. What's that maisa? Yom charav kakanchi imasid Rebbe the Rebbe besa. One day the shivcha of Rebbe was cleaning out the house. Havashadi b'nei karkushta the kakanchulu. There were these little weasels and she was gathering them together. So amrullah. So Rebbe said to his shivcha, shavkinu, leave them alone. Ksiv v'racham aval kol ma'asav. We should have rachmanus on all of God's creations. So Amri, they set up in Shemayim, Hol Merachim, Nerachim Alei. Oh, now he learned his lesson, he's showing Rachmanus on the Brios, so now we can have Rachmanus on him. Reb Lazar's Yisurin were so protective of mankind during his time that no one died prematurely during Reb Lazar's time because he was suffering the Yisurin that bore the brunt of the entire generation. Throughout all of Rebbe's years of Yisurin, no one ever had a rainy day. The world didn't need rain. The ground was naturally moist. Everything was able to grow. And rain stinks. It makes the traffic worse. It makes it difficult to do anything. So they never had to suffer through a rainy day. That a rainy day is like a Monday and Thursday. When Ezra Sofer was misaking that they should have Dine Torah. So where everyone's nervous on such a day. No one can function on the days of Din. We say a long tachmul, we daven extra, because we know that we need Rachmanus. If not that the world needs rain, the Chacham would daven that it shouldn't rain anymore because it's such an inconvenience for everybody. It makes travel more difficult, it makes going about your day more difficult. Elamai, we need rain because the crops need to grow. And nevertheless, even though there was no rain, if they would pull a radish from the ground, the hole that the radish would leave in the ground would immediately fill up with water. That's how moist the ground was. So they didn't need rain. That is natural moisture that was in the ground. So now the Gemara tells us Rebbe's kiruv activities. Ikla Rebbe Lasid, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe specialized in kiruv activities of the children of great Talmidei Chachamim. So Rebbe went to the place where Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon lived. Rebbe said to the people in that place, Yesh lo ben lo so tzaddik, does Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon have a child? So Amrlo, they said, yeah, does he have a son? Amrlo, Yesh lo ben, yes, he has a son. And let me tell you about this son. Oy vey, v'kol zona sheneskeres b'shnayim, any zona who would get double who could demand double the payment that a regular zona could demand because she's so beautiful or so desirable, so charto b'shmona, she would hire him for 8 times the amount of what a zona normally gets paid. So that's the kind of guy because he's such a beautiful, he's so physically beautiful. So that's what the marshal says. That it doesn't mean dafka $2, $8. It means double and 8 times. That's the point over here. So asya asmeche b'Rebbe. So they brought him to Rebbe and he gave him smicha to be called Rebbe in order that he'll want to achieve that title, meaning in order that he'll want to live up to that title, right? There are two ways of doing that. You can wait till the person actually achieve something and then reward the achievement, or you could tell him you're great and you can be great and you will be great and already give him that responsibility. And a lot of times it's a derech of chinuch, is you give a kid responsibility and he lives up to that responsibility even though he did nothing to earn that responsibility until that point. So this resonates a little bit. Sometimes you give someone smicha and you hope that the smicha will inspire them to. So they gave him a smicha, and he said he was hoping that he would live up to that. And he gave him a Rebbe to learn with, who was his mother's brother, in order to learn Torah with him. So kol yom hava amar, every day that child would say, L'karyase ana ezel, I want to go back to my city, I don't like being in yeshiva, it's really hard. So Amalei, so Rabbi Shimon would say to him, why are you saying this? Chakim avdu yasach, v'gulza d'dava parsuelach, v'Rebbe karulach, you have everything over here, they made you into a chacham, they gave you a nice beged that you get to wear, and they called you Rebbe. So at Amalei, Yossi Ana Ezel, and you're saying that you want to go back home to your hometown, Sarmalei. So the Rabbi Lazar's son said, Mumai Azuva Da, I swear that I'm going to leave this, I'll stop with this nonsense task to go back. I'm going to be fully committed. You're right, meaning I have it good over here. So he was homesick, and then eventually it took a lot to take him out of his previous context to make him want to steig and make him want to grow and live up to the context that he was put in. So Kigadol, when Rabbi Lazar's son got older, also Yosef ben Misifta the Rebbe, he ultimately got to Rebbe's yeshiva. Shama lekale, Rebbe heard the voice of a new Talmud. Amar hakale dami lekale Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. He said that's a dead ringer for the voice of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon that I hear. So Amar le, the Talmudim said, yeah, Berehu, that's the son of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. So Kari Ale, Rebbe said about him the pasuk pre tzadiketz chayim velokech nefashos chacham. Pre tzadiketz chayim is a Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Pre tzadiketz chayim is a reference to Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who is the pre of the tzadik Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Velokech nefashos chacham zeh Rabbi Shimon ben Isi ben Lakunya. That was his mother's brother, Rabbi Yossi's mother's brother, that taught him Torah and brought him back onto the path, and that's why it's as if he was kona that nefesh. It's as if he became his uncle's child, because his uncle was one that taught him Torah and that was able to bring him to a life of Torah. Now it says lokech nefashos loshen rabim lecharu was not nefashos, it was nefesh. So the Achronim explain, the Marsha explains, because since he became like the son of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon became who he became through him. So the pasuk of Yamushum Picham Pizarachum Pizarizrach was now Makuyam, as we're going to soon see in the Gemara, and now the Torah remained in that family for generations. So it's Nefashos, meaning you save generations of the family by turning this one into a Ben Torah. So Kinach Nafshe, because they already had two generations. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the Zeda, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon was the father, and now that you turn the grandson, you turn the third generation into a Talmud Chacham, now you have three generations, and three generations, the Torah is always going to come back to that family. So Kinach Nafshe, when Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Lazar died, Amtu Lemarata Davua, they brought him to the burial place of his father, of Rashbi, of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon rather. So Hadar, which is so Hadar Hadrula Achma Lemarata, and a snake went around the Ma'ara, wouldn't allow him in. So Amar Lei, so the Chacham said to the Nachash, Achna Achna Psach Pichav Yikanis Ben Eitz Aleviv, open your mouth so that, because his tail was in his mouth to block it, open your mouth so that the child can be next to his father. Lo paskalu, the snake would not open its mouth. Kesuramam lomar, everyone thought that the reason that Rabbi Yossi couldn't be buried next to his father is because Shazeg Gadol Mizeh, that Rabbi Lazar must have been much greater than his son Rabbi Yossi. Yatza baskal v'amar lo mebnei Shazeg Gadol Mizeh. No, not because Rabbi Lazar was so much greater than Rabbi Yossi. Ella, zeh haya b'tzar ma'ara, v'zeh lo haya b'tzar ma'ara. That Rabbi Lazar was with his father, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in the ma'ara for all those years. Right, the Lag Bomer story, Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, whereas the grandson was not Bitzar Ma'ara, and not having suffered those Yisurin of the Tzar Ma'ara, he doesn't get to be buried in the same Ma'ara. Ikla Rabbi Lassi to Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi went to the place where Rabbi Tarfon was, Amar Lahu, and he said to the people there, Yeshla Ben Losa Tzadik, right? He's had some success in Kiruv of the children of Tzadikim. So he says, does Rabbi Tarfon have a child? Shayim Kapeach Hezbanav, because when Rabbi Tarfon used to swear, he used to say, Kapeach Hezbanai, which means I'll bury my children. He would curse his children, meaning I'll curse my children if I'm not correct about this or that. So he was nervous. What happened to the kids? So Amar Lo, the people said to him, Ben Einlo, that Rabbi Tarfon Taka does not have a child, but Ben Bas Yeshlo, but he has a grandson, his daughter's son. And let me tell you about this child. We call Zonash and the Skaris Bishnaim. Any zona that would have to be hired for double the wages. So Charto Bishmona, that zona would hire him for eight times the price. So Asiul Kameh, they brought the grandson of Rabbi Tarfon to Rabbi. Amalei, Rabbi said, Yadartabach Yivnelach Bartai, if you do tshuva, I'll give you my daughter to marry. And he really put his money where his mouth is. Meaning, not only I believe in tshuva, I'll take your son, I'll give you my daughter. So Hadarbe, so he taka did tshuva. So Yikadarmi Nesav of Girsha. Some say he married her and divorced her. Yikadarmi Nesav of Klal. Some say he never never married her at all. So that no one should say that he had ulterior motives in doing tshuva, that it was only to be able to marry that daughter. That, no, he wanted to show that his tshuva was sincere, that even though he was offered the daughter, he did not take him up on that. Why did Rebbe go to look for these children of Talmidei Chacham, and why is it so important dafka to do kiruv on such children? That when someone teaches Ben Chaver Torah, he's going to sit in Yeshiva Shel Maila Shenemar, because Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the pasuk says that Yirmiyahu HaNavi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Im Toshuv Hashivcha Lefanai Ta'amod, if you will cause Klal Yisrael do tshuva through Musar, so I'll bring you close to me, meaning you'll survive in Olam Haba. V'kal Melamed is Ben Amaretz Torah, and someone teaches Ben Amaretz Torah, Afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes Gzeira, Mevatel Bishvilo. Even if Hashem makes a Gzeira, he'll be Mevatel Gzeira in the Zuchus of that person. Shenemar, v'im totzi yakor mizolel kifiti, that if you're going to be matzliach to take a Talmud Chacham who's a yakor from an Am Haaretz who's a zolel or an adam zol, so then it's kaviyachal your peh is equal to my peh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that my gzeros will be overturned based on your own statements that it should be so. Right? You saw that story that Rav Devin Sal said on last Motzai Shabbos when they asked him what's going to be with this boy in Iran that they sentenced to death. So Rav Nevin Sal said in his Motzei Shabbos year, things have happened in Iran where great leaders have tried to kill Jewish people, and the leader ended up dying. And then the helicopter crash happened. So Chaim Eisenstein went to Rav Nevin Sal yesterday, and he said, Rebbe, we all heard it. You said it in Motzei Shabbos. What was it? Was that Tzadik Gozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, or was it Ruach HaKodesh? And he said, Kesuma Baruba. He said it was like a blind man feeling around in the darkness. It was just it was neither Ruach HaKodesh or anyway, so the tzaddik has the ability to be gozer, to make zeros. HaKodesh Baruch Hu's Mekayim. Amar Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shu Talmud Chacham Ubno Talmud Chacham. Anyone who's Talmud Chacham and his child is Talmud Chacham, Ben Beno Talmud Chacham, and the grandson is Talmud Chacham, Shuvein Torah Pasakas Mizara Liolam. Then the Torah is never going to leave that family. Shnemer Avenizos Brisi, Lo Yomush Mipichum, Pisarachum, Pisarazrachum, Omer Hashem, Mea Tovi Adolam. So my Omer Hashem, what does it mean when it says Omer Hashem? Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Arevul Chabadov, I'll take responsibility for this, that this is going to be. My Mea Tovi Adolam, Omer Abir, Mikanveil, Tor Machzaras, Al San Yishula, that the Torah will always go back to its home. And even if at some point, you know, everyone has Bechir Chavshah, so the Yin Yaakov points out, that's what it means, that even if at some point one of the generations decides not to be a Ben Torah, the next generation will come back. You see that a lot of times, that there are generations to be the Chamim, there's one generation where it didn't work out so well, but then the kids drive the parents crazy because all they want to do is learn, and all they want to do, so you have like that it comes back sometimes. Rav Yosef, Yosef Arbon Tanisa, Rav Yosef said 40 Taniyos, and he davened that the Torah should not seize from his children. And afterwards they said about him in Shemayim, Lo Yamushu Mipicha, that he's guaranteed that he'll always have the Torah. Yasar Bam Tanisachrini, he sat 40 other fast days, Vakaryu, and they said about him in Shemayim, they told him about him in Shemayim, that Lo Yamushu Mipicha Umipizaracha. Now with your second 40 fasts, that your children are going to be, that will always be B'nai Torah. You see how much he davened for the success of his children. 40 fasts doesn't just mean fasting. The Igor to Tanisa, the whole point of the fasting is that a person does davens and does tshuva. So all this for his children to be Talmid Chacham, right? Even though there's no bracha in Shmoneh Esrei specifically about that, you got to find a place in Shmoneh Esrei to daven for your children, because right, that's what Jews are supposed to daven for. Yasa Meya Tanisa Achrini, and then he sat another 100 fasts, Vakaryu, and they read to him in Hashemayim, Lo Yemushim Picham Pizaracha Umi Pizara Zaracha. Amar Mikar Ve'eluch Lotzurich Natorim Achzeres Al Tzanishla. So once I'm guaranteed 3 generations, I don't have to fast anymore, because now it's guaranteed that it's always going to come back. Rabbi Zeru Kisal Klar Di Yisrael, when Rabbi Zeru went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to learn by Rabbi Yochanan, Yosemeya Tanisa Dlishtaka Kumar Bavla Aminei, he sat 100 fasts to forget the Talmud Bavli, the way of learning in Bavel, Kihechi Dulo Nitrude, so that he shouldn't be, the someone's not on mute, so if someone can don't know who it is. So Kiechi Delo Nitra Day, so that the Derech Limud of Bnei Bavel shouldn't get in his way of his learning from Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi points out that the Derech HaLimud in Bavel was with kashas and tirutzim and pupulim and going and fighting, whereas in Bnei Yisrael there were nochem zelizeh ba'alacha. It was a much more easygoing kind of learning. So he felt that he was going to be so combative, right? Sometimes you have someone who learned in that kind of yeshiva where everything is a fight and everything is a battle. So they come to sometimes you see in yeshiva Rav Shachter is more nochem zelizeh. You know, he says a shir and he says the whole shir, and so the guy fights so much that he doesn't get to get past square one because a person is used to a different style, and it prevents the whole shir from going on. Of course, a person has to be able to ask questions, but the different styles. So Yasu Me'ach Renisa, Rabbi Zeira said another 100 days of fasting to the Lishka of Rabbi Lazar B'Shnei, that Rabbi Lazar shouldn't die during his lifetime. Because why did he not want Rabbi Lazar to die during his lifetime? Because then he was going to have to take care of all the Tzarchei Tzibur, and he wanted to sit and learn. He didn't want to deal with the Tzarchei Tzibur, right? That's what every great Talmud Chacham wants. They know that they'll have to do it because B'makom Shein Ish, you have to take on the leadership, but they'd rather just be able to sit and learn. So V'yasu Me'ach, that's what one of the great Rashi Yeshivas said, that when I used to actually learn all the time, no one even called me Rebbe. Then I had less time to learn, they called me Rebbe. Then they made me a Rashi Yeshiva, and he had no time to learn, and now they call me a Rav Agoyim. You know, like the less time you have to learn, the greater, as a person advances in life, unfortunately. So Rabbi Zeira said 100 fast days, and he davened that the fire of Gehenim shouldn't affect him. Kaltos and Yom have a badik nafshe. So every 30 days he would check himself to make sure that he was impervious to fire, that nothing was no fire was going to affect him. How did he do it? Shagar tenura. He'd light up the oven, salat v'yasu begaveh, and he would go sit in it, v'lava shalta benura, and the fire would not affect him. Yom echad yavu be'rabban eina. One time the Rabbanan looked at him, you know, with an ayin hara, v'yichrak v'shakeh, and it burnt his legs. V'karilei katin archarich shakeh. And they used to call him, they gave him a nickname of the katin tzcharich hashukayim, that his legs are burnt, and that's why he's so short. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, ma'i d'chsiv, what does the pasuk mean in Yirmiyahu when it says, mi'e shachachem yavin azos v'asher dibur p'ye v'asher Diber pi Hashem elav yageda al ma avda aretz. It goes on saying nitzah kamidbar mibli over. So dover zed this shaila of al ma avda aretz. Why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? Amru chacham, the chacham asked this question velo pirshuhu, and they didn't know. Amru neviim velo pirshuhu, the neviim asked this question, they didn't know. Ad shepirshu Hakadosh Baruch Hu biatzmo. Tell Hakadosh Baruch Hu had to give the answer himself. Shenemer, because the pasuk after it says veyomer Hashem al azvam es torasi Hashem nasati l'fneim, that they abandoned the Torah that I have given. Them. What does it mean that they abandoned the Torah? That they didn't say a bracha before they started to learn Torah, so they were megaladas that the Torah was not chashuv in their eyes. This is the famous Ran in the Darim that quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that because Shalom Baruch B'Torah Tchila, that's what Azmas Torah means. Because if it was Azmas Torah Kipshuto, that they weren't Osik in Torah, then the Chacham and the Nevi'im would have been able to figure it out as well. It must be that they were Osik in Torah, and therefore the Chacham and Nevi'im were Matmiya. What's going on over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he knows, Me'im Ke'alev, he knows what's going on, and they were not Mevarich B'Torah, meaning that the Torah was not Chashuva Be'ineim sufficiently that they thought it was deserving of a bracha, meaning they were not Osik in Torah Lishma, and because of that, they were Mezalzal in the Birchas HaTorah. And that's what Lo'holchuba means, that the Lo'holchuba means that they didn't learn Torah Lishma because they didn't think that the Torah was Chashuv enough. So they were learning Torah. Could be they were even saying Birchas HaTorah, but they didn't appreciate how worthy the Torah was of that bracha. So Amar Rav Chama, what does the pasuk mean in Mishlei when it says "Belev Navon Tanua Chachma v'Kerev Ksilim Tivada"? Belev Navon Tanua Chachma is a Talmud Chacham ben Talmud Chacham. That's a reference to Talmud Chacham, the son of Talmud Chacham. That not everyone knows. It's believed, not everyone knows about his chacham. It's not famous. Uvekerev ksilim tivada, but among the fools, then it's going to be well known. Zet tamal chacham ben amaretz. That's when the tamal chacham emerges from an amaretz, because everyone knows about that. The amaretz's kid became a gadol hadar. So amrula haynu damriinchi astira belgina kish kish karya. That when you have like an empty jug that has a rock in it, you hear a lot of noise because it shakes around because there's nothing else around it. But if it's a jug that's full of rock, rocks, and you put one more rock in, so it doesn't shake around so much. So that's the muscle of Talmud Chacham ben Talmud Chacham versus the Talmud Chacham ben Amaretz. I'm the Rebbe of Zera. My disciple Katan Gadol Shamu ve'Eved Chavshi Me'Adonav. Also the Adin the Katan Gadol Shamu. Do we not know that a Katan and Gadol are found over there? Ella, the pasuk is telling me not about two people, but about one person. Called Makten Hatzmal Divrei Torah Bal Mazeh. Anyone who's Makten himself, who minimizes himself for Divrei Torah in this world, who humbles himself, Nasa Gadol Yolam Abba, will be a Gadol Yolam Abba. Called Mesim Hatzmal Kevin Al Divrei Torah Bal Mazeh. And someone who makes himself like an Eved for Divrei Torah in this world, Nasa Chavshi Yolam Abba, is going to be a free man in Yolam Abba. Reish Lakish Av Mitzayim Marta De Rabbanon. Reish Lakish would mark off the graves of the Rabbanon. Kimata Lamrati De Rabbi Chia I Alme Minei. When he went to look for Bichia's grave, he couldn't find it. Chalish Daite, so he got upset. Amar Ribono Shalom, Lo Pepalti Torah Kamoso. Did I not learn like Rabbi Chia? Yatsa Baskel. So Baskel came out in Shemayim va'Amar Lo and said to him, Torah Kamoso Pepalta, Torah Kamoso Lo Ribatzta. You were Mefalbel in Torah like him. You were not Marbitz Torah like him, and therefore you don't have the same zchuyos as him. Kevnatzi Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Chia. When Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Chia would argue with each other, Amar Le, Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chanin would say to Rabbi Chia, Badi Didi Kamenatzta. You're arguing with me. You know what kind of zechuyos I have? If the Torah would be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, I would be mefalpel to bring back every last word of Torah. So again, this whole Gemara is about the greatness of Rabbi Chia. So Rabbi Chia said back to Rabbi Chanina, "Badi didi kamenastas? You're fighting with me? Davdi the Torah delot teshtakach miYisrael. I would make sure the Torah would never get forgotten in the first place. Mayavina, how would I guarantee that? Azlina v'shadin nekisna. I would go and I would plant pishtan v'gadil nishbi, and from the pishtan plants, I would make nets v'tzayad natavi, and I would trap a deer umachil nebisrael yasmi, and I would feed the meat of that deer to yisomim va'arich nemigilsa, and from the skin I would make klaf v'kasiv nachamishal chum shevisalik, and I would write five chumashim of Torah on that klaf v'salik nalemasa, and I would go to a city that doesn't have malam deitinokos umakri nechamishal yinokei v'chamishal chum shein, I would teach five children the five different chumashim asnisa shisa yinokei shisa sidri, and I would teach six different children the six sedarma mishnayis. And I would tell them, and then I would make chavrusa shaf, where each one would teach the other one what he knows. And through empowering them to teach their classmates, I would make it that the Torah would not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. That's what Rabbi says. That the mice and the actions of Chia are so wonderful. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi, "Afilu mimar," that even greater than your actions. So Rabbi said, "In." Yes, because Rabbi Shmuel asked him, "Afilu me'aba? Are his actions even greater than my father Rabbi Yossi?" So Rabbi said, "Chas v'shalom, lo take kazos b'Yisrael. Don't say such a thing. No one's actions are greater than Rabbi Yossi. You're certainly not allowed to say that as his son. So no way." So Rabbi Zera, emesh nearly Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Zera said, "Rabbi Yosef Chanin appeared to me in a dream yesterday. Amartilos, I asked him in the dream, 'Etzel miyata takua? Who are you sitting next to in Yeshiva Shalmaila?' So I'm released." Rabbi Yossi said, "Etzel Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sitting next to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan etzel me. And who's Rabbi Yochanan next to? So etzel Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana etzel me. Etzel Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina etzel me. Etzel Rabbi Chia." So it's so many steps removed from the greatness of Rabbi Chia. So Amartilos, I said to Rabbi Yosef, "Rabbi Yochanan etzel Rabbi Chia lo? Does Rabbi Yochanan not deserve to sit next to Rabbi Chia directly?" So he said, "In a place where there are sparks of fire and all sorts of types of fire, who's going to bring the blacksmith there?" Meaning you can't bring Rabbi Yochanan next to Rabbi Chia. You have no idea. They're not comparable. So Rav Chaviva, Ishtayli Rav Chaviva bar Surmaki, Chazi Leomi Rabban Dav Shchiach Eliyahu Gabay. I saw a certain one of the Chacham that Eliyahu HaNavi was always visiting with this Chacham. Then in the morning his eyes were nice, but in the evening they looked like they were burning on fire. So I said, "What happened to your eyes?" So I asked Eliyahu Anavi to show me the Chachamim when they go in Yeshiva Shalmaila. So Eliyahu told me, "You could look at all the different Chachamim, but do not look at the chair of Rabbi Chia. That you're not allowed allowed to look. I don't have rishus. Ma'isi minayu. How am I going to know what's the chair of Rabbi Chiya that I'll know not to look? So Leo Novi said, "Bekulu azli malachi kisalki v'nachti lebarbi gahankad Rabbi Chiya d'minafshi salik v'nachis." With all the other chacham, the malachim come and help them go up and down, except for Rabbi Chiya's chair, where the malachim don't come. So lematzi lukman nafshayi, I couldn't help myself from looking. Istakli ba. So I peeked into Yeshiva Shalmaile and I looked at Rabbi Chiya's chair. Also tre butiti dinora umachilu hu gavra v'saminu le'enei. So two sparks of fire came out, hit me right in the eyes, and blinded me. Machar azul shtachi amarata amina masniyasa demar masnina va'atzai. So the next day, I went to the kever of Rabbi Chiya, and I said, the Tosefta, which was your teachings, I'm always learning, I'm constantly learning your teachings, and that's how I had a refuah, that min hashemayim, they gave me a refuah when I said that I was learning his Torah. Eliyahu v'shkich m'siftet Rabbi. Eliyahu was oftentimes in Rabbi's yeshiva. Yom echad reish yarcha nagale v'lo asa. One day on Rosh Chodesh, Eliyahu Navi was late, and he didn't arrive at the normal time. Samalei, Rabbi said, my time in nagale mar, why are you late? Samalei, Eliyahu Navi said, adu kimna l'avram u'mashinu yadei u'matzi u'maginalei. By the time I got Avram Avinu up and I washed his hands and I davened and I put him back down, I lied him back down. V'chein li Yitzchak, v'chein li Yaakov, you know, this is my job. I got to do this with all the others. So it took me a while. Look, minabadi adadi, why don't you stand them all together at the same time? Why do you have to take turns, one and then the other? Sarvi takfi barachmi umaisel mashiach blazimni. Because they were choshesh and shemayim, that if all three get up at once, they'll daven a lot, you know, the power of the tefillos of all three of them will bring Mashiach before the proper Zman. So I didn't have Rishus to do that min HaShemayim because they didn't want Mashiach coming before the proper Zman. So Amalei, Rabbi said, V'yesh dugmas on Bal Mazeh. Wow, is there a dugma of such tefillah, like the tefillah of the Avos in this world now? Amalei, so the Navi said, yeah, Ikar Rabbi Chiya Ubanav. Rabbi Chiya and his children, their level of tefillah rivals that of the tefillos of the Avos. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Gazer Rabbi Ta'anisa. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.
Rabbi,
thank you.
Pleasure.
Yeah.